Welcome back and welcome to page two. This is Sooner Politics Weekend Report. I'm David Van Rissakam. Let's talk about the Ethics Board. See this young woman here? Her name's Ashley Kemp. She's the executive director of the Oklahoma State Ethics Commission. And she failed. She failed big time. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She got with a Democrat lawmaker from here in Tulsa. Okay, Melody Blansett. Blansett just got all worked up about all the dark money in politics. Oh, it's so terrible. Well, we need to make some rules. And you know what they did? Instead of going after the dark money, which is out of state, which they really don't have any power to go after, they're going to make themselves feel better by coming after you and me, the common citizen. Yeah. It doesn't matter that the lobbyists for the big money concerns that are already controlling the state have already got all their lobbyists. Now they want you and me to be controlled by Ashley Kemp here, the young lady in the picture. Ashley's an attorney. She's worked for another agency, and now she's working, she gets to be director of the Ethics Board. I was at the Ethics Commission hearing 2 weeks ago, and she wanted us all to clap for her mother because her mother came to speak. You know who her mother was? Her mother was the one lone voice saying that we have to pass these rules because if you don't properly identify yourself, and by that they mean all your financial connections with everybody, if you don't identify yourself, you shouldn't have free speech rights. Yeah. Yeah, but we all had to clap and cheer her mama for coming. Oh, that's so wonderful. No, Ashley, I really got problems, and I really have problems with you being the arbiter of what is ethical in the state, because you've gone way beyond your boundaries. Now, Trent England with OCPA and Don Spencer with the OK2A, these are all citizen activists, organizations that have diligently been following this and diligently appearing at the Capitol. Now keep in mind, they presented this way back in December. They knew that it was, I don't know if it's going to pass, so they tabled it to the next meeting. So they met 2 weeks ago. And you know what? All they could muster up to support Ashley Kemp's proposal was Ashley Kemp's mother. Oh, and Melody Blansett, the leftist Democrat from here in Tulsa. So they decided to punt it a couple weeks further, and they brought it up this last Friday. This last Friday was no different. Folks, Trent England was correct. He mentioned our state founding documents that established the purpose and the mandate and the mission of the Ethics Board. And it is clearly this: to monitor the ethical behavior of our elected officials and our state agencies. All right? Not the private citizens of the state. Ashley, you've lost your way. I don't think you did it accidentally. I think you think that you know better how to control our ethics and how to control our free speech. And I really have a problem. I have a problem with what you're doing. And I want you to know, I'm taking note. I really have a problem with what's going on. I hope that our legislature sends a clear message. Now, I have to say, the legislature hasn't always been the good guy in this. Sometimes the legislature is really in it for the incumbent class. And sometimes the Ethics Commission is doing a very important role. All right? This was not their important role. The rules they were passing basically would have made every preacher preaching and pastoring every Sunday in the pulpit would probably have to register as a lobbyist, because inadvertently they would speak on something that would have something to do with some issue of state law or a proposed bill. Keep in mind, there's 2,600 or 2,800 bills that were filed just this month. I don't know what's in all 2,800 of them. Certainly most of our pastors don't. But this is the problem with government getting too big. And a government watchdog is not making things better. They're making it worse. I think the ethics board needs to be schooled in what ethics should be, and they should be done by the people of Oklahoma. I hope you're with me. I want to commend a whole range of grassroots groups that showed up. The people I saw there were not the professional political class. The people I saw there were from a diverse number of specific issues that were important to the little guy, important to the moms and dads, important to the small business, or important to those who believe that the Second Amendment is so fundamental to our retaining our liberty. Now, there are a number of things we need to get fixed, and I don't think that this was a smart move, and I think this effort by Ashley Kemp will not be a good chapter in her resume. And now this from our sponsors, and we'll be back with page 3.